Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Quickly Repent, Already in Progress.
He was going to go to the doctor. That's what we always do. We go to a doctor. Now then, let me tell you something. I've seen people that couldn't get healed after they went to a doctor until they repented for going to the doctor. Amen. Absolutely. God says, I'm your healer. I mean, after all, Carrie, I am the one, he says, that sent my son Jesus to raise Lazarus from the dead. He'd only been dead 4 days. So don't you think you can pray the prayer of faith for your friend? At least she's still alive. You see, that did kind of touch your heart, didn't it? It really did. But Franz, he's just like all the rest of you. When he looked in his mouth and saw that, he said, oh my gosh, we got to go to the doctor. And then something hit him. I guess the Holy Spirit. He says, you know, you've sat up there and you've heard Thurman teach these principles over and over and over. Why don't you at least give Jesus first place? So he said, okay, so he called me. He told me he had this thing under his tongue. So I told Cheryl, honey, Franz, I want you to confess every sin. Repent of that sin. So he did. I told Cheryl, I said, me and you, we were with a couple of friends. We'd just come back from dinner and on a Saturday night. And I says, let's repent of our sins. We remit our sins. We remit the couples with us sins. Everything, we remitted all sin. Because when the Lord says, I will not hear the prayer of a sinner. If you got a sin in your life, he ain't going to hear you. You know, and there's so many things that we do that keeps us from getting healed. And I mean, one of those things that we do that keeps us from getting healed is we don't go to church. We call ourselves Christians, but you're not in church. When's the last time you tithed? Did you give anything to the Lord last week or week before that? Are you a tither? You know, somebody says, well, I can't tithe. I ain't got enough money to tithe. That's right. And you won't never be able to tithe. Then you're going to be sick because he's going to curse you with a curse. Now, are you glad we serve a God that forgives? Yes. I guarantee I'm glad I serve a God that forgives. When I learn how easy it is to sin, wow. You know, one of the things that causes men to be sick is they call themselves a Christian and then they don't put God first. When I asked how many, just like Dave. Dave, which spoke a while ago, y'all all saw Dave speak. When Dave first came here, he had been sick his entire life. And 40 years, and he had this sickness all over his body. And we finally got him healed after 20 months of staying with it, fighting the battle, fighting the fight of faith for Dave. When Dave came to me, he said, Pastor, I don't understand why it took so long for me to get healed. What do you think I did wrong? I said, well, Dave, I have no idea. Only God knows that. So I said, why don't you go to God and ask him why it took 20 months for you to get healed? So he went to the Lord and began to ask the Lord, Lord, you said, like in Jeremiah 33:3, that I could call on you and you would answer me and show me great and mighty things I know not. So, Lord, why did it take so long for me to get healed? Thank you, Lord. Finally, the Lord spoke to him. He said, Dave, the reason it took so long for you to get healed is because I don't know who you are. You don't know me. He said, Lord, I go to church every time the door's open. I tithe. He said, I know that about you, Dave. I go to church with you every time you go. But he said, you may spend 15 minutes a week in my word, maybe. He said, you don't know me. So since you don't know me and I don't know you, he said, I don't heal you. I'm not going to heal you. He said, Lord, but you finally did after 20 months. He said, I know you were so persistent and stayed with it. So I finally felt sorry for you and healed you. Isn't that something? But at least he got healed. You know, Dave got healed. Now he said, well, Lord, how much time should I spend with you? He said, you know, a tithe would be a good place to start. A tithe of your time. A tithe of your time. In other words, there's 24 hours in a day. So, you know, a 10% of that's over 2 hours. Somebody says, my goodness, how would I ever spend 2 hours a day with the Lord? That's why you're sick. That's why you got the problem you got. That's why he don't hear your prayer, because you don't spend no time with him. I've seen this over and over and over. Now then, just like David said, well, Lord, what if I had been spending 2 or 3 hours a day in the Word? He said, then your healing would have been much quicker. Much quicker. So guess what? After I heard that little story, I learned that when I have men or women, especially men, it doesn't seem to be so strong in a wife's problem with her Lord, but a man, God put the man in charge of the home. The man is responsible for being the spiritual head of the house. And so many men never do that. They never take that authority that's been given to them. They don't take their wife to church. They don't take the children to church. They don't pray over the children. They don't read the Word of God to the kids. In fact, the first time God ever spoke to me audibly in my life was he told me to do what Deuteronomy 6:4 says. And he says there, I am to teach my wife and my children about God. I mean, he said, it's so important that I teach them about him. He says, put a sign in front of my eyes that says, today, teach your children about me. Today. I mean, put a post, signpost on your side of your house. Today, teach my children about God. You know, put it on your gatepost. Put one in your car. Put one everywhere. To remind me to teach my children about God. If he hadn't spoke to me and told me that day, I would never have done that. But because he spoke to me and told me, I started doing it. So I have learned that when things come up, now then when we come back to Franz's situation, we saw that Jack only took about 2 weeks for him to get healed, and he's been healed ever since. But with Franz is walking obedient to God's word pretty well. I don't know where he sinned, but he probably said something about somebody. And when he did, he probably didn't even realize he did it, but he probably said something to somebody or made a cutting remark. Who knows what it is, but he sinned somehow with his mouth, because the sore is in his mouth. And the scripture says, whatever you sin with, that's where you will be attacked. So isn't that amazing? So when you get a hold of that, so Franz called me. He said, Thurman, I'm going to call on Jesus. I ain't going to call on no doctor, but I got this terrible growth in my mouth and I need to be healed. Well, Cheryl and I, we repented of our sins. I repented for the sins of the couple that was with us. I washed us all in the blood. I did him. We prayed over everything. And then we took a scripture and we stood on that scripture and we prayed for Franz and commanded that sore in his mouth to go away. And I thanked the Lord for it. And then I said, Franz, I'll see you at church tomorrow Sunday. This was Saturday evening. Sunday afternoon when he walked in back there, I was sitting back there in the back. He walked up and grabbed me and hugged me and said, Pastor, you really know how to make Jesus real in a man's life. I said, what did he do for you? He said, that thing's completely gone. Completely gone. And it's still completely gone. Jesus, you reckon Jesus is really real, Franz?
I know he
is. You know he is. I got a good strong I know there, did we?
Yes, amen.
You know, when we realize that what makes us sick, I mean, how many men, I want you to think about this scripture. Almost nobody I know believes this scripture, but I'm going to put John 15:2 on the board in the King James Bible. And I want you to look at this. Now stop and think about this. John 15:2 is written. It's in the Word of God. It's in the New Testament. What does this mean to you? First of all, what does it mean to produce or bear fruit for the kingdom? What are you supposed to be doing? What is your job if you're a Christian? Helping others do things and producing fruit, doing things good for people, right?
Yes.
In other words, you mean I'm not here to make $1 million and then spend it on myself?
No.
Buy me a new airplane?
No, sorry. No,
that's not what I'm here for. Now, is it okay if I do have an airplane?
Yeah.
If I use it for his glory,
amen.
If I use it to go places, it's okay, you know, but if sometimes we get too heavy on different things And just like a new car, lots of times we want a new car and you think, well, you know, I could buy that new car, but you know, that would put me in a little bit of a strain, but that's okay. I'll just be careful and try not to buy anything else. And so I want this new car. So, you know, I need a new car. What if I were to go out and buy me a little $18,000, $19,000, $20,000 four-door sedan and pay cash for it? But I decided, you know, that's not prestigious enough. So I want a new Escalade, which costs, what one of them things cost? $70,000. Okay, so I buy me a new Escalade, which costs $60,000. Now then I only had $20,000, so I paid $20,000 down on this one. Now I got a $40,000 note on that. So I got hundreds of dollars a month payments on that thing. And which one of them is going to get me there the same way? Is both of them going to get me there? Isn't that amazing? I go out and spend all that money. And then that's for sure I stopped tithing because I hadn't got the money to tithe. So I'm going to have to take that money and do something else with it. And so I quit tithing so I can make the payments on my new car. And then all of a sudden one day I come down with something sick. Or I really start feeling really bad. And then I come up on this scripture. Now then, I don't have the money to go to church anymore like I used to, because I definitely don't have any money to give to the church no more. So I'm just not going to go. So if I quit going, probably at first I still watch Christian television, maybe. But if I quit going to church and it is not long, I quit watching Christian television, and then I'm out doing things I shouldn't be doing on Sunday, as well as the rest of the week. And when it comes to doing what that scripture says, am I producing any fruit for the kingdom of God? If I'm not producing any fruit for the kingdom, how many branches in him? What did he say there? How many? Every branch in me that bears no fruit. What does he do to it? What does it mean to cut it off? What? You're telling me you think God would kill me?
I know
it. You know, most people don't read that like that. But that's what that says, isn't it?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Quickly Repent, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.